The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
You think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, a little baseball talk. The trade deadline was today. A little holdout talk on the Texans. And Draymond Green's penis. That was the first hour. All available on podcastarena.com. Now, when we do Podcast Arena, if we got dumped...
Just leave it in there.
It stays on there?
Yep.
Okay, so you would get to hear what got dumped if you went and listened on Podcast Arena.
It's nothing that special.
No, it's usually when we get dumped, I like it to be something really good or really subtle. That was just kind of, oh, well.
That was, I didn't realize I wasn't allowed to say it.
Yeah, because it refers to an object and not a person. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
Gerardo wants to know if we're going to talk about how the Dynamo are so bad the fans want the president fired.
Okay.
I know the Dynamo suck. I know they scored a goal this last game, which was apparently a rarity. But I also know they just traded Giles Barnes. And maybe I'm wrong. I thought he was like their best player. But I guess that's what happens when you get into this mode. I think they have to admit they're in a rebuild mode. People don't like to say that word, rebuild, but that's what it is.
We've been rebuilding for 3 years now, though.
Yeah.
And
all right. Well, sorry. I tried to talk some Dynamo. Sorry, guys.
People just now want the president fired?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, talking to Glenn, I think it was... When the Dynamo moved to CBS, he was telling me that the franchise was in a downward spiral when they moved here because they got rid of all the people that made that franchise a success. And by the time they were winning here, was the fruits of what they were doing in San Jose. Was it, where did they come from?
San Jose.
I don't even know. San Jose, yeah. So Fred, he was telling me that what you saw here, that was the success they had at San Jose, the front office moves that they changed when they moved to Houston. So basically, they were bleeped when they got to Houston, except you saw the last bit of run that you were going to see with that organization.
Well, I don't follow it as closely as those of you who know about it, but having talked to people over there, that front office is a mess.
Yeah.
And with expansion, these other teams are being run better than they are. They need to make some serious changes over there. And so I'm with you, Dynamo fan. Good for you for saying, hey, go fire somebody.
Yeah.
It's about time. There's no other presidents or general managers in this city that are going to lose their job anytime soon, if ever.
I guess not. Yeah, they're untouchable around here.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's take a phone call. David, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, I was going to call in about UFC 200. I called in on, I think, Friday. And I might piss you off on the first part of what I'm going to say, but then I'm going to praise you on the second part because I asked, what are the odds that Woodley would knock out Lawler in the first round.
Yeah, I remembered you making that call.
Yeah, and so I want to go ahead and call AJ. I think he gave me like 3%.
Yeah,
However, the one thing y'all have always taught me when it comes to gambling is go with your gut instinct. So I did it anyway, and it kind of helped me out a lot. But just want to get AJ's thoughts or Fred's thoughts, whoever, on the fight, and I'll hang up and listen.
Man, it shocked me. It shocked most people, I think, that it happened the way it did. Robbie Lawler's a timing fighter, tried to get his timing down, tried to get Woodley's timing down, and didn't have time to get into his groove, dropped his hand at the worst possible time and got dead. So, yeah, good call on that, and really impressive win for Tyron Woodley. The one thing that happened from UFC 201, and this is the deal now, is when guys win the title, they instantly don't want to fight. They don't want to fight the number one ranked contender. So Tyron Woodley doesn't want to fight Stephen Thompson, who would be the number one welterweight contender for that title. Instead, he wants to fight either Nick Diaz or George St. Pierre, which would be big money fights. Because when you're the champion, you get a percentage of the pay-per-view. So once these guys get a title, they instantly want to be a part of a massive pay-per-view. And that's what it takes to really get the big bucks in the UFC. So instead of saying, all right, I'm ready to fight whoever's next in line, whoever the UFC gives me, this dude just won the title. And he's like, no, I'm not interested in Stephen Thompson, even though he's the number one contender. I want a big money fight against either Diaz or McGregor. It's like, when those fights happen, they've got to happen organically. I don't like these guys saying that, I want to skip out on the guy who earned it. I'd rather fight a guy who's going to make me some more money.
Well,
turn yourself into that guy who's the big pay-per-view draw.
Yeah, there's that. Although, if you're never going to be that, and you want to probably get your money while you can. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be that big of a draw, but did you see that, speaking of the fight game, the other fight game, that what Freddie Roach had to say about a potential Crawford-Pacquiao fight?
No.
Freddie says, at the moment, everyone is mentioning Terrence Crawford, but I don't like that fight for November. Almost the entire training camp would be in the Philippines. You wouldn't be able to fly back to the States until 12 days before the fight. We'll also be training in the evenings because Manny will be working in the Senate all day, so it won't be the best camp. Crawford is a great athlete, and I wouldn't want Manny going into that fight if he's not 100%. I want the November fight to be more of a warm-up fight, and then for Manny to fight again shortly after. I want it to be a two-fight deal.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I think that's probably a good idea because I think the Terrence Crawford fight would probably be Manny's last fight. I think that's a fight where he'll not look good. And at that point, people will say, you know what, Manny's just got to be done.
I do see his point about trying to do the whole Senate thing and train at night for a fight like that. But then why is it going to be different if you have another warm-up fight? What would be any different? You're going to still have the same training.
Right, but I think he's saying that he doesn't want to go in against a guy that dangerous on a half-assed camp.
But I mean, you know what I mean? Isn't his camp going to be half-assed for the second fight too?
No, because he explained this to me when I was out there in Vegas. That basically, like, once once December hits, he's got like some time off, and you know, his schedule fluctuates on when they're in session and when they're not, and so a November fight for him, he's been saying, wasn't going to be ideal. But he does think he can fight again around his schedule, but it's just got to be the right situation. That said, you know, they have all the. They've got all the leverage in this situation because we've seen now Terrence Crawford is not a big pay-per-view draw.
Yeah.
Manny Pacquiao could fight a homeless dude and a whole country is going to tune in to watch it.
Just like Canelo could fight
yes.
Jong.
So Terrence Crawford needs Manny Pacquiao way more than Manny Pacquiao needs Terrence Crawford. So I understand Freddie Roach and Manny Pacquiao's camp basically saying it's got to be the perfect situation. Because I think they realize that that's a fight that Manny Pacquiao won't win.
713-780-ESPN. So I guess our friends across the hall, John, are officially SB Nation Radio now, since that's what
yes,
they're
they
tweeting
are.
Out.
What, does it sound any different?
There's a few changes. So, your buddy Jeff is gone.
I heard that.
Yeah, Jeff's gone, and Travis is gone.
Okay. I got rid of that guy?
Yep.
Boy, I thought he was like a fan favorite down the hall over there.
I don't know. I guess they're both up, I think, and, you know.
So who's replaced who whom over there?
Let's see. From 11 to 1, you'll have the Mighty Gwynn.
The Mighty Gwynn is over there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Never mind. We don't need to talk about it anymore. I already know what's happening.
only met that. We met Travis one time at, the, at one of our Super Bowl things. Yeah, and I just he kind of a little arrogant for me. All those network guys were just, even though we were the ones kind of helping make money for the station.
I always feel uncomfortable at those things.
Yeah, like, I just
with those fancy dinners.
Yeah, although
it's always nice, but it's always a little strange.
But there's always some cool people there.
Usually.
And usually there's women there that sort of show up that are kind of fun. But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw this, but now, and this is what happens whenever things start coming out. There's all kinds of details about the Baylor stuff coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that the AP did? I don't want to revisit all this too much, but the AP did a long, in-depth story, and a lot of the victims were threatened with code violations if they came forward and stuff like that.
Yeah, basically, we're going to tell your parents you were drinking.
Yeah, and having sex,
yeah,
even if it wasn't consensual. It's just a really, really ugly story, and I just, man, I hope people learn from this. That's all. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. A lot of people asking about the DeAndre Hopkins thing. We talked about that first segment at podcastarena.com kind of in detail. We made fun of it, basically. That guy just has no leverage. And until the rules change a little bit, which maybe they will in collective bargaining, there's not much you can do. And I'm surprised that the Texans have no interest in trying to take care of him. They don't have to. They have – it's well within their rights. He's under contract for 2 more years. But they sure have done it for a lot of other guys. Just seems a very strange person to do that to. But
to turn away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that is your best offensive weapon.
And without him, it's bad news on that offense. I mean, without him, you're kind of hoping everywhere else. You're hoping everybody else works out. That's the one guarantee you've got on offense.
Pretty much.
Can you think of another one?
I feel pretty good about Lamar Miller, but I don't know if he's a guarantee.
I mean, his workload is going to be significantly greater than it's ever been.
Yeah, which sometimes that translates, sometimes it doesn't. But I feel pretty good about him. I think he's a good player who's going to have an impact.
I think he's a good player, too.
But I know DeAndre Hopkins is a good player. I can't say that Lamar Miller is one of the top 10 running backs in the league. I think I can say that about Hopkins as one of the top 10 receivers. So we shall see. It's just a strange guy to do that with when you've given contracts to a lot of guys that maybe didn't deserve them at the time.
Exactly.
Brian Cushing. But, oh well. You know what would cheer him up? Take his date out on a really nice date where he could, you know what? Maybe he's not going to score on the field, but he'd score at home if he took her to the Melting Pot. And they have this great package going on right now, the Lover's Lane package. People ask me all the time, where's a great place to take a date? Melting Pot. Here's what you get with the Lover's Lane package. Guaranteed secluded booth, half a dozen roses, rose petals, and candlelit table, half a bottle of champagne, 4-course dinner, and you get to take home a framed photo of the evening, 6 chocolate-covered strawberries, and 2 champagne flutes. And I'm telling you, man, this place is fantastic. They've got a great, great wine selection, a great craft beer selection, and the whole fondue experience. It's really intimate. You actually get to sit there and have a conversation. And I'm telling you, it's the kind of thing that she's going to love. And ladies, take your guy. He's going to love it too. And here's what you got to do to make reservations. Give him a call, 713-322-5546. 713-322-5546. Melting Pot's on Westheimer, not too far from the Galleria. And it is a great way to spend an evening with the person that's important in your life or the one you're trying to make important. That's the Melting Pot, 713-322-5546.
They don't look very human-like. Now I wish that I could find my clothes, bed sheets and a morning rose. I want to wake up, can't even tell.
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. John told me that the mayor was on over there on our other station.
What?
Yeah, we had a new show debut over there with, it's called Nate and Crate with Nate Griffin, our buddy Nate Griffin, and Patrick Creighton.
Yeah, but he went on their show.
Yep. I reached out last week and I didn't hear anything.
No, he's dead to me now. That's it. He's no longer invited.
I'll try one more
time. And I will be campaigning heavily against him in the next race. I might even run against him. Okay, I have a Rio athlete update for you.
Yeah, what a nightmare that is.
Oh, God, yeah. Did you see what happened to the Australians?
No, I saw what happened to the Chinese hurdler.
Okay, well, we can get to that. Go ahead.
Someone, he got there, they vomited on him and then stole his luggage?
Yeah.
What? Welcome to our country.
Yeah, well, check this one out. Three laptops were stolen from Australian athletes after the Olympic Village was evacuated on Friday. A fire broke out in a parking lot garbage can just before 5 a.m. As the athletes went outside, someone stole their laptops and clothing. The fire was caused by a discarded cigarette. So obviously with nobody around, they could just walk in and grab what they wanted. So, yes, the poor Australians.
Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah. So we're going to have one of these every day. So that's the second robbery so far, and the damn things haven't even started yet. When are the opening ceremonies? I don't even know, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. John, you should know that. It's your job. When are the opening ceremonies?
I'll look it up.
They're coming up this week sometime. But
Friday.
Friday, okay. So there you go. Two robberies already. This is going to be such a disaster.
And I don't know if you guys saw this, but Gisele Bündchen will be apparently assaulted at the opening Olympics.
She'll be assaulted?
Yep.
Well, she shouldn't go then.
Well, yeah, if you're telling somebody that ahead of time, that's kind of a nice thing.
That's usually like if I hear that and I'm her, I'm like, oh, cool. Thanks for the warning. I won't be there. But what do I know?
Yeah, they're apparently setting up simulations of assault with her.
I'm guessing
they're assuming that she's going to get assaulted, so they're simulating. So the New York Post, the headline is, Gisele Bündchen will be assaulted in the Olympics opening ceremony.
Ugh. Stay away from there, Gisele. You don't need that.
Why would you simulate an assault in your opening ceremonies? I guess it's to get everybody ready for what's really going to happen, right?
Doesn't it feel kind of like the Olympics are happening in like Kazakhstan from the Borat movie? Like there's going to be people pushing cars with their feet, and like it's very strange, this whole thing. It feels, and I've never been to Brazil, but I'd never thought of Brazil as a third world country, but maybe I should. You know, maybe we should be thinking of it as that. What a mess.
Well, I'm excited to see the daily crime story out of there.
Oh, yeah.
So we're one for one with two crimes today. So we'll keep up with it. Disco says, at this point, the mayor's just trolling you guys. I feel like, well, fine. I troll away. He's uninvited. Forget it.
I don't want him either. I didn't really want him to begin with. What am I going to say to the mayor?
Well, I kind of did because I thought I had, here's some interesting questions.
Interesting question.
No, I
noticed when it flood, you win the mayor election. When it here's don't flood,
interesting question.
You no win the election.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you happy it flood?
No, so request withdrawn and.
You don't want me to try one more time?
Well, if they didn't even respond to your last one. Then what difference does it make? Oh, we're not going to beg. That's it. He's uninvited.
Okay.
And whoever, by the way, if somebody's thinking about running against him next time, you have my full support. Even if you're a communist.
You'll vote for a communist over him.
Probably.
Okay.
No, actually, I'll do what's best for the city, but it's irritating.
What's best for the city may be voting for a communist.
It may be. I hope we have I hope we have a good candidate next time because I will support them. Anyway. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. I don't know if you guys saw this story. Did you know that the Miss Teen USA winner was from Magnolia? She's from right around here.
I had no idea.
I didn't either until I saw it on Cron.com
today.
Her. Well, yeah, 18 years old, won the Miss Teen USA pageant. Apparently.
Hot?
Well, I mean, from the pictures, it looks like. But you know how they.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Her up. Is she photoshopped?
It looks like it, but it's hard to tell.
Okay.
But apparently, people started searching for her on Twitter and found a stream of racial slurs on her timeline. The girl herself posted numerous tweets, including the N-word.
Not boy. Wise, guys.
It's like Donald Trump's campaign guy now, who turns out, like 3 months ago, was saying every bad thing about Donald Trump on Twitter. And then they pulled it back up on Twitter, and he's like, damn it. And you got to be smart on social media. What's wrong with these people?
If you're a turd, it's going to come back to you.
If you're a turd, it's going to come back to you. Everyone knows that.
I admit that I've used language publicly in the past, which I'm not proud of, and there is no excuse for. She posted on Twitter at about 2 a.m. Sunday. Through hard work, education, and thanks in large part to the sisterhood that I have come to know through pageants, I am proud to say that today I'm a better person.
I believe that here in an American United States, you should be allowed to say what you want on your Twitter box. And while what I said was hacked by an NBA player, by one of those African Americans, as y'all like to call them, and he posted that word, and they're allowed to say it. So that's American, and I'm just excited.
A U.S. American?
That's pageant girl explanation. Now that I think about it, pageant girl, like, a lot of the times, very much like Trump, like, says a lot of words, but at the end of the day, they're not really saying anything.
Yeah.
That's something to think about. Here in America, you're allowed to use the N-word if you're hacked.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. And,
hacking happens to whites and blacks, Fred.
Well, at least she owned it.
Look at Draymond Green.
At least she owned it.
Darmion Green, you heard of him? She did. I mean, but, God. That's a bad look.
Let this be a lesson that you need to...
Don't press send.
Well, especially if you're going to be doing public stuff like trying to win pageants.
Yeah. If you're a public figure, don't use the N-word on social media. That's a good call.
The Miss Universe organization, of course, released a statement today.
This isn't Donald Trump's...
No, I don't
thing,
think.
Is it?
Well, I don't know which one he owns. I thought it was. It may be. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be so great if it was.
The language she used is unacceptable at any age and in no way reflects the values of the Miss Universe organization. She was in a different place in her life and made a serious mistake she regrets and for which she sincerely apologizes. She learned many lessons through these personal struggles that reshaped her life and values. Oh, okay. So personal struggles. That's what it was.
Probably called getting your ass whooped by a black chick. You keep throwing that around. That's a personal struggle that'll teach you.
Is this the one? Is this the same one that John Oliver did the thing on about how they claim they raise money for charity and it's all BS?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't keep up with the pageant scene enough.
I don't either.
To really,
it just seems like every year there's something like this. So 713-780-ESPN. Michael says the two best shows on TV currently are The Night Of and Tyrant. Frankly, they should be fall primetime. I'm not on Tyrant, but I'm not quite with you guys on The Night Of.
I've watched a couple episodes now. I'm really into it.
I'm kind of woolly B on it. Like it, don't love it.
Okay.
I think it's okay. It's not awful, but it's not one of those things that I'm having to drop what I'm doing on Sunday night to watch. I did last night.
The first episode was fantastic, though, right?
Yeah, the first one was really good.
I'm only through two episodes, and I like the first one I realized was just super good. And if you expected every episode to be like that, you're just dumb. I mean, there's like a murder and all that. That was awesome. The second episode was good, not as good as the first. And now, so now I've got two more to watch. I'm going to try to burn through those tonight. And then maybe tomorrow, can you give me your theory on what's happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And no, I like it. It's just a lot of people are just blown away by it, and I'm not there. And maybe it's because there's so much damn feet stuff. Because he's always messing with his. That grosses
like that.
Me. Yeah, you know damn well that every time he's doing that, I'm throwing up in my mouth a little bit.
I'm not against all feet, but like when you have like gross feet like that, like eczema feet, I just don't.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to show it all the time. What's weird is why is that a thing? Like they probably could have made. I mean, unless that's somehow related to the plot.
I guess
just
they're
gratuitous,
just
gross.
Well, yeah, they're trying to make him quirky, I guess, but it's a little overdone.
I'd like it better if he was like one of those guys who dug in his ear and then looked at what he found, like, and then put it in his pocket or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's the kind of quirk I'll.
Or like the guy who smells himself like the German soccer coach.
Right. Yeah, I would take that.
281 asks, what do you guys think of Vice Principals? I've not been impressed with it so far.
I haven't even watched an episode yet.
With those two guys, it should be hilarious. And it's not bad, but it's also not something that I'm going out of my way to watch.
Yeah. All right, guys. I got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. If you find yourself in trouble with the law for DWI, I know you're going to be panicked. You're thinking, man, this is the worst. Remember, even if you failed the breath or blood test, there's still hope. A lot of things about those tests you should know about. The breath test, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The police breath test machine isn't even warranted fit for breath testing. Makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results, then destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Failing that test, not the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with that machine. Same with the blood test. They're not testing your actual blood like a doctor would do. They're testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist right here in Houston, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. And what that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about police blood tests. He's experienced in doing it in a trial situation. A lot of lawyers will take DWI cases. Very few have trial experience. Attorney Gary Trichter has plenty. Whether it's DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, if you failed the breath or blood test, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone, 713-524-1010, or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I've not seen Animal Kingdom yet. A lot of people asking about that. And I've had enough people tell me about that Stranger Things now that I'm probably going to have to give that a try. Decoy asking about how about the Preacher finale last night. I've not seen that
yet.
Yeah, because Val actually likes that one to watch that one with me, and she was out early last night, so I just watched all the HBO stuff and wasn't all that impressed with any of it, but definitely will be watching it tonight. 832 says, tried Game of Thrones season one for a few episodes and consider it an RX strength sleeping pill. Silicon Valley has me in tears, though.
All right. Hey, listen, it's not for everybody. I remember... When I watched it the first couple times, I was like, there's too many characters. This is stupid. But eventually, it grew on me. It's a pretty good show.
And it's one that got better and better each season. But, you know, and hey, it's a good thing we all have different tastes. Silicon Valley does nothing for me. I mean, I've tried watching it a couple times, and it bores me to tears.
Yeah.
But there's a reason we all like different music. You know, if we all like the same things, all of us would be chasing the exact same woman. And all women would be chasing the exact same man. And it would just be Ryan Reynolds, and then none of the rest of us would ever have a date. So it's okay to have different tastes. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Okay, so I just unfollowed the mayor. I feel better about myself now. on Twitter. So there's a lot of people asking about certain shows. That Stranger Things, I guess, is probably going to have to be next on my list.
I started that yesterday.
Yeah? What do you think?
I think I'm on episode 4. There's only like 8 episodes. It's actually pretty good. It follows 4 kids, and Winona Ryder is the big name on the show. She plays like a crazy mom. It has some potential to be pretty good. I'm going to try to finish it by the end of the week.
Okay, I'm going to wait till you finish it. And then I want a full report.
The acting on that show is actually really, really good, considering your leads are 4 like middle school kids.
See, that doesn't sound even remotely appealing to me. A show about middle school kids.
Yeah,
that's.
Winona Ryder. There are plenty of adults in that show, but from what I'm gathering, watching the first 4 episodes, it's centered around those kids.
Okay, that sounds absolutely completely uninteresting.
It's about the government and hiding aliens and that kind of stuff.
Oh, there's aliens?
Yes.
Like real aliens from outer space? Or
we don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
It could be man-made, or it could be. It also has superpowers and that kind of stuff, so it's kind of cool.
7-0.
I'm sorry. You were mentioning Miss Teen USA the last segment.
Yes.
That is affiliated with the pageant that Donald Trump used to own, Miss Universe, and their sister pageants. Donald Trump, I think, sold it off last year.
Okay.
But yes, they are affiliated.
This girl with the N-word would have been
yes,
his?
Yes, it's the sister pageant, but the same company owns it.
Okay.
407 asked a good question. Is anyone else done with Mr. Robot? This season has been brutal. The first episode was not good, and I have not caught up on it yet. That's how, and I'm not hearing good things about the other ones, which is a shame because that first season was amazing. So
now I don't even know if I want to watch the first season.
Well, I need to get caught up on it. I'm watching Preacher tonight, and I'll probably get caught up on it tomorrow, but I can't speak to it yet because I've only seen the first one because I was so far behind when I got back from Canada.
Yeah, but you're not feeling great.
I'm not feeling great about the first one.
Okay,
it was too long. It was the same thing over and over, which I don't really like. But I and a couple people who I trust have kind of said, well, hopefully it'll make sense at the end. Yeah.
Not ideal.
Yeah. Big Dog, did I miss Astros Talk? Yeah, pretty much the entire first hour, all available at podcastarena.com. Yeah. I think certainly second half of the first segment, all of the second segment, and most of the third. So not too much to recap there. Yeah.
We've had enough.
Yeah.
Neither of us are impressed with what they've done.
Mm. Somebody says, Stranger Things reminds me of a classic Stephen King movie. You'd like it, Fred. Geek stuff. I do like geek stuff. So that's...
They're trying to say I don't like that?
Well, I don't know. I admit to being a geek when it comes to certain things.
Oh, they play... I think you'll fall in love with it because they, in the very beginning, they play Dungeons & Dragons.
Really?
Yeah. They sit there.
Kids still play that?
No. This show takes place in 1983.
Oh, okay.
So that's my age there.
Yeah.
That's when I graduated from high school, believe it or not. So, all right, well, I'm going to wait till you're done with it.
What year did you graduate from high school?
83.
Damn.
Yeah, you weren't even born yet.
I was born.
I wasn't.
John wasn't born. Yeah. I was born. Yeah. I couldn't wipe my own ass, but I was born.
Well, I couldn't do that when I was that age either, so when I graduated, I couldn't. But, yeah, I'm old. So, Tanner says, not a good show to try to stay with when you're drinking. Which one, Mr. Robot? I would say, yeah, I try not to drink when I'm watching Preacher because I don't want to miss anything.
Difficult. I came home Saturday night super hammered and instantly plopped on the couch and told my wife I wanted to watch The Night Of. And she was like, that's a bad idea. You're not going to remember anything that happened. Which she's right.
I hate when I do that. There was I think it was probably season two of Game of Thrones. I basically had to go back and rewatch it on Monday morning every week.
Yeah.
Because get home Sunday night, been drinking with my friends.
And I do the thing where I guess I tell her a bunch of stuff that night, but I don't remember that I did. So on the next morning, I've like just telling her all this stuff that's in my head. She's like, yeah, you already told me that. You already told me that.
Yeah, I hate when I do that. I do the same thing. Especially, I was like, you told me that last night. But then when she does it, like, no, I didn't. She's insistent because she can put it away sometimes too, and she doesn't remember things. It's like, hey, did you hear about this? Yeah, I heard about it last night for about 30 minutes. No, that's not true. Okay. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And we'll have a gem of the day coming up, and I've also got some Brock Osweiler news for you.
Okay.
That we'll do in the 6 o'clock.
Do you have any Brock Lesnar news?
He's still failed his drug test.
Okay. Well, nothing new then. Yeah. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. Listen, these guys have done great things for me over time. They trained both my corgis. I'm about to take my new German Shepherd in to get trained by them as well. They do fantastic work there. It's difficult for a dog to know what you want unless you have someone who can teach them. You know, training makes your dog a responsible family member. And you want to teach them young so they know what to expect when you grow up. These guys have a great facility, air-conditioned facility, open 7 days a week. If you don't want to drop your dog off for boarding to train them, they have private lessons available as well. They're really set up for just about anybody, however you want to do it. The phone number is 713-932-6709. They're located 2331 Bingle Road in Houston, and you can check them out online at mansbestfriend.com. If you guys give them a try. Listeners will get 20% off services if they mention ESPN975.com. For whatever boarding needs you have or training needs, go to my friends at Man's Best Friend. That's Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com. And remember to mention ESPN975 to get your 20% off.
There's no return and there is no one to call.
ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Rock the Mic is in Webster this week. Join us for round two of the open casting call for Rock the Mic Friday at Saloon Door Brewery. The Blitz will broadcast live beginning at 4, but you can stop in any time before 7 to see if you have what it takes to move on to get to the finals. Plus, enjoy great barbecue and ice-cold, delicious craft beer. Over 14 different types, all exclusive and brewed in-house. I am very much looking forward to getting down there, and they're bringing us some tomorrow.
All right.
So I think they're bringing us a lot.
Awesome.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Maybe I should get me it to work tomorrow.
Well, I don't know if they're bringing everything we requested.
Yeah.
But hopefully, because we've individually requested a lot, and hopefully they give us.
Well, no, I just requested a couple, but Brandon said, oh, well, make sure in case they do more.
Yeah, yeah.
There's two beers on there I really want to try.
I think
that's all I really cared about.
I think I put down for maybe 3 or 4.
Okay.
And I think AJ put down for what, 5?
I think 3 or 4.
Okay, because I had done 2, and so I added a couple because you guys did more.
Okay.
Just because, you know, that's what we did. So how do we, when are we going to announce who advanced from the first round?
So I got the videos today from Michelle, and I will put them on my laptop, and we can watch them tomorrow before the show starts, and then we can choose our top two, maybe in the 6 o'clock hour or something.
Okay, who all's voting on us?
Just
on
us three.
Us three?
Yeah.
We're the deciders?
Yep.
A lot of pressure.
Hmm. I'm not sure I like that.
Yeah.
I like to have somebody to blame when we get somebody in there that sucks.
For sure.
Because
we can get other people involved.
Well, I mean, I also like for our votes to be the most important.
Which they are.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We go to Florida, of course, where a young gentleman, well, he wasn't that young, was arrested for meth in Florida.
It happens.
Yeah, it does. Except apparently it wasn't meth at all. He had donut crumbs in his car from a Krispy Kreme donut. The police thought the icing crumbs were crystal meth. Police said it was a lawful arrest, and they tested the icing twice with their drug kits. They said both times it came up as meth. But
does that make you wonder what you're eating at Krispy Kreme?
I just wonder if maybe he got the very special Krispy Kreme.
Was this guy white or black?
He's white.
Man. I was going to say, this would be something else for black people to be pissed off about.
Well, the cops do say it tested as meth. He says it was
you
Krispy
believe
Kreme.
That?
I don't know what I believe, man. It's Florida, right?
Shady-ass cops, I think.
He said, they said, we found what we
trust
thought
trust the cops
was...
in Florida, John, after hearing this story?
We had problems. Oh, I guess we did have a problem in Florida. The one, the medical... The,
there's
the one...
always problems in Florida.
Not with cops, though. Usually, no. But we did have that incident a couple weeks ago with the autistic kid.
Oh, God, that was awful. Well, this says the original incident happened on December 11 when officers were called to a 7-Eleven, of course, a 7-Eleven in Florida, on Colonial Boulevard for possible drug activity. He was pulled over after leaving the store for failing to stop at a stop sign and going 42 and a 30. He gave officers permission to search his car. They said, we found what we thought was crack cocaine in the beginning, but now we think it's methamphetamine. So I recognize through my 11 years of training and experience as a law enforcement officer, the substance has to be some sort of narcotic, the officer wrote in his report.
Okay. Well, did they know for sure it's Krispy Kreme now, or are they still?
Well, he's saying it's Krispy Kreme. They're still sticking by the fact that
it's still meth.
Yeah, he claims it was a false positive, and okay, the police won't say how often it's false
positive.
Then
this guy's probably full of crap.
Well, he's full of Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, and probably meth.
Yeah.
I saw a story out of Florida today also where this lady, I guess this kid broke into her house and she wasn't home, but her home security system let her know. And she went there, she drove home and shot the kid, killed him, 17 years old. And she'd already called the cops and everything, but they had a encounter and she shot. And... first of all, believe me, if someone breaks into my house, I'm not waiting for the cops either. I'm going to shoot you. That's just to each their own.
Right.
You know, some people may want to wait. I'm not about waiting. If you're in my house and you're not supposed to be, you're trying to steal from me or who knows, hurt my kids. I don't know. I'm going to shoot you. That's just my frame of thought. Some people may want to wait for the cops. This lady didn't though. She's a licensed handgun owner, and so I guess she was within her rights. Well, the kid's sister or cousin was talking to the news, and this is one of those times where I don't want my family to talk to the news if they're going to do this after I get shot. I just stay quiet. She said he was a good kid with a good future. She didn't have to do that. The cops were already on her way. How else is he supposed to get money for clothes for school? And then I was like, no. I can't even feel even bad. How else is he supposed to get money for clothes for school? That's probably last on my list of ways to do that, is to break into someone's house and try, especially someone who's got a gun.
Golly.
It's a crazy world we live in, Fred.
I can't even have this conversation with my wife about this because, you know, she's about as liberal as I come. But I agree with you 100%. If you break into my house,
yeah,
I'm not asking questions. I'm not asking why you're there.
No.
Protecting my stuff.
Well, I don't even think that should be a liberal or conservative thing.
No,
I think maybe that's just a Texas thing.
Maybe so.
If you come to my house, I'm just going to shoot you. And that's the way it is.
Martin said, no BS. Someone tried breaking into my house today around 1. The cops showed up at 4:45. No lie.
Well, see, who's got time for that?
Mm. That's why you go through.
I go through my 45, not 4:45. With my 45 is what time I show up.
Anyway, that was your Jeweler's Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Oh, speaking of arrests, this is kind of a fun one. I don't know if you saw this, but apparently in Sweden, a girl named Michaela Kellner and her friends were sunbathing, bikinis, just kind of chilling, right?
Right. Kind of chilling.
When a random guy walked up to them, began talking. When he left, the group noticed that one of the girl's cell phones was missing.
Great.
So he snagged the cell phone.
Slick move.
What the man did not know is that Kellner's an off-duty police officer.
Oh.
So despite wearing her bikini, she chased him down, tackled him, subdued him, and then called for on-duty officers to come arrest him.
He chose
So embarrassing.
Well, and I got to say, this chick looks like she works out. I mean, like testosterone workouts. But, yeah, there's a great photo of her where she's got her knee in his back and got him down.
Oh.
In a bikini.
Dude, that's humiliating.
Well, yeah.
I don't care how ripped she is. If a chick in a bikini takes you down and subdues you and holds you there till the cops get there, you should be ashamed of yourself as a criminal.
Well, she looks like almost a smaller version of the wife in Napoleon Dynamite, of the wife of the
Rex
bodybuilder.
Quando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, he says, there was no time, so I ran after him, maybe 15 meters or so. One of my friends is also a police officer, so we got hold of him. He tried to get away, so we held on to him harder. She has been a police officer for 11 years, but it's the first time she's nabbed a suspect while wearing a bikini.
You'll learn today.
Said, I just acted on instinct, and I didn't think about it so much until after we'd pinned him down. When I sat there, I looked over at our other two friends who were not police officers and realized that it probably looked pretty funny.
I'm sure.
Yeah. But I would have stepped in no matter my outfit, she said.
Good for her.
So, yeah, I'm for.
Respect.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm with you on that.
We'll see you there. There's a positive story to end the segment with. All right, I'll tell you another positive story, and that's the story about Houston Can Academies, where they turned so many positives out of kids who had some trouble, dropped out of other school. These are kids who, good kids, man. A lot of them just had to get jobs to support their family, all kinds of things, all kinds of reasons that they had to drop out. Well, Houston Can Academy turns those into a positive. They give them a second chance. So many of them graduate and do great things and wind up being really important parts of our community. And the cool thing is, you can help. All you have to do is donate a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, boat, they'll come and tow it free of charge. Doesn't matter where you are. You can be in San Antonio. They'll come tow it there. You can be all the way over in Lake Charles, Sulphur. They will come and tow your vehicle free of charge, and they're going to fill out all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible, and if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're getting Astros tickets. So give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.